And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick Mamoose, Batsir Commander-in-Chief, tiptv.co.uk. The date is Wednesday, the 5th of November. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading activities. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Okay, welcome back to the show. It gives us great pleasure for me and Zach to introduce the first doctor on the show, Mr. Dr. Gain Shan, the Scientific Director of Feedback PLC, and a very good morning to you.
Good morning.
We always ask guests, okay, what football team they support, just to get the tone of the conversation. Have you got a football team?
Yeah, Man United.
And how did you end up being a Man United fan?
Right from my childhood days and from India, I've been following them up.
Yeah. Right.
I know, although they're not doing brilliantly well recently. But I guess I'm a loyal fan.
A loyal fan. Do you go and see them much?
I've not had the opportunity yet.
Right.
But, hopefully, yeah.
Well, okay, so when I basically interview CEOs of companies, I do some background homework. Please, if there's anything incorrect, please let me know. Because it's important that we get everything correct. So you're the scientific director. The mnemonic on the LSE is FDBK. The current share price is circa 1.5 pence, 52-week high, 1.65p, 52-week low, 0.6p. Your market cap is just under £3 million. I read on a bulletin board this morning that somebody had posted excellent results for final financial year ends 31 May. You are at the forefront of medical image processing, analysis, expertise and novel quantification techniques with CADRAN and TEXRAD products. In terms of CADRAN is medical imaging tools for decision support. TEXRAD, a stratification of clinical diagnostic for prognosis, risk and treatment response. And a couple of other points. What do Feedback PLC do? Therefore, after sales of old feedback instruments and feedback data, the company was restructured into an investment vehicle to invest in the fast-growing medical imaging sector, currently estimated to be worth some $32 billion globally in 2014. At the moment, in terms of growth potential, you're valued sort of circa 2.7. You've renewed a contract with Image Endpoints, and you've got FDA approval for TEXRAD.
I need to correct that. We don't have FDA approval yet. That's something in the pipeline.
That's being worked on, is it?
That's being worked on.
Okay. Yeah. So that, apart from that, was all my homework.
Perfect.
Okay. Let's go to the first slide that you kindly sent us. Okay. Knowing where to look and what it means. What does this mean?
Yeah, so this is basically innovative medical imaging software. We have very expensive scanners like CT scans and MRIs and so on. And not much is being done in extracting a lot more information from these expensive devices. And that's where we come into the picture. TEXRAD and Cambridge Computer Imaging have developed this innovative radical medical imaging software, which, for example, this is a cross-section of a CT image of a patient with bowel cancer, and this is the large cancer lesion there. So the radiologist would normally draw a region around it to get some very rudimentary measures out. And we at TEXRAD can give you some extra information about how the anomalies of this tumor, how irregular these tumors are, which the radiologist may not be able to perceive with their naked eye. So we provide this extra information, and that could add to the decision-making ability of the clinicians in identifying more aggressive patients. So let me give you.
Would this also lead to earlier detection as well, which is obviously the key in this?
That's the holy grail. That's the our objective. So let me give you an example. So you may have two patients with the same type of cancer, but both of them may not have the same patient outcome. They may not have the same outcome. One may do really well, one may not do that well, and one may respond to standard therapies and so on. That's where we come in. If you're able to identify these patients right at the beginning, and we could do that potentially with TEXRAD, then you could treat these patients according to their risk, rather than treating all the patients with a particular type of treatment. So you could identify them. That's what is precision medicine or personalized medicine, the new era of healthcare. And that's where TEXRAD, as an imaging biomarker, could add a lot of value, because this is looking at routinely acquired scans like CTs and MRIs, which is anyways acquired as part of patient's care pathway. So getting more information out providing accurate information to the radiologists and the clinicians who could rightly then select the patient for right treatment and assist in overall outcome of these patients.
But is the potential of your company because you have, let's say, a cheaper or more effective diagnostic tool, or is it just because the market's expanding anyway, or is it like a mixture of both?
It's a mixture of both. So our unique selling point is getting more information out of routine scans. So we're not going to ask the patients to undergo further scans or further examinations, further invasive procedures like biopsies and so on. Look at the scans, which are anyways acquired, and tell the clinician the risk for a more aggressive case or a less aggressive case. And that's all being done on routine scans.
And the other point is that, you know, the scans seem to be the buzzword. I mean, everybody just, you know, people have a runny nose. They go to the doctor and say, I want a scan. I mean, it's the thing of now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a huge number of CT scans, almost around 4 million scans.
Is that growing, doubling every year?
The market itself is growing at almost around 10% every year, 5 to 10% easily. So as you clearly said, it's a $30 billion market and is rapidly growing. And that's why feedback as an investment vehicle began to invest in medical imaging. So we want to develop a multimodal imaging platform. That's why we acquired TexRad and the Cambridge Computer Imaging. The two together, we could enhance this space and be the leaders in the near future.
Right. Okay, let's move on to the second slide. What makes you special? What a great question. What does make you special?
Yeah, there is no such product in the market, at least with regard to the texture analysis. We have a unique space. We have a patent around this technology. We work with almost around 25 prestigious, illustrious institutions around the world who are using our software currently as a research software, publishing a lot of work, which has resulted in so many publications in prestigious journals, high impact journals, and conferences around the world. And currently it's being marketed as a research software until we get our regulatory approvals and so on. The FDA, for example, will be a big turning point for the good for the company. Once we get the FDA approval, we will be able to market as a clinical software in the United States. Currently, we have the software as an ISO certified version, 9001 and 13485, by which we can actually clinically market in UK and Europe and so on. So with FDA, and which is hopefully we should get in the next quarter, we'll be able to market around the world and not just US, so in growing markets like India and China.
Right.
I was recently part of the UKTI delegation trade mission, healthcare trade mission to India to promote links between UK healthcare companies and Indian healthcare and institutions and hospitals. And there's a lot of interest in our product as well. So once we have the FDA, that would probably revolutionize.
But, I mean, at the moment your valuation is like 2.7 million. I mean, this, you know, the market is 32 billion or something.
Yeah. This is.
I mean, is everything hinging on the FDA then, really? Is this a binary situation that without the FDA or ahead of that, it's 2.7? After that, it could be a multiple of that.
It would definitely be a multiple of that after that. But that's one of the major factors, FDA. We have recently renewed our contract, as you said, with Imaging Endpoints, a big imaging collab based in the US in Arizona. They work with the pharmaceutical industry. That's the other market space that we are targeting, which is volume business, where pharmaceutical companies use images to evaluate drugs. So before the drugs are actually marketed, they undergo clinical trials to see if the drugs are worth taking it to the market in terms of testing and so on. And this imaging endpoint company based in the US have found great value in using TexRad products in this space, where they can show early to the pharmaceutical company whether the drugs are worth following or not through the clinical trial. So it's a multi-billion dollar business for the pharmaceutical industry, and they would want to know as soon as possible whether the drug is effective or not at the earliest stage, rather than investing a lot more money. So this is somewhere you could use it as well, in addition to the research space, which you already generated a lot of momentum and generating a lot of income through our research customers. And prestigious institutions like UCL, University College London, where I'm also the imaging scientist, Papworth, where the Cambridge Computer Imaging Company, our imaging partner, have great links with provide imaging platform in the cardiology segment as well. So not just focus in the oncology, we are also looking at other areas of medical imaging in cardiology and in neurology and psychiatry as well.
What about competition? Do you have sort of any sort of competition? Yeah, I mean competition for you in what you do.
Yeah, the natural competition would probably be with the big companies, the scanners and so on. But as I said earlier, there's there is no such commercially available texture analysis product that we have great mileage on. It's been development work since my PhD days at University of Sussex since 2004. So we have a good 10-year development and lead on this. So we definitely believe we have a lot of headway in that aspect.
This is your baby, really. This
it's
thing.
Literally my baby. Yeah, it's come out of my PhD research.
Well, let's just go on to the last slide quickly, which is the share price. So obviously, it's trading a range at best for the last year. In summary, if somebody's watching this, okay, what if you were going to give them three key points about your business, why they should consider buying some shares in the company, what would be the three headlines?
I guess it's a space to be in. It's growing, and we are into this multi-modality imaging platform development. That's our vision. And with TextRad and CCI, we have a very unique combination of providing that. We have a really able team behind this company, both from the investor sides and shareholders, as well as the operating side. And most of the directors are scientists by background, so they know the need of the market, and we also have commercial expertise as well. So the research sales are a fact for itself. There's a lot of interest and need to buy our research software, even though it's not clinically marketed yet. And with the clinical regulatory approvals, that's definitely going to go up with our regulatory approvals expected soon, both from the CE and FDA approvals. And the pharmaceutical industry, that's a big volume business, so you could there's a potential to earn per scan. That's how the pharmaceutical industry works. So if you do the math for the volume of scans there are, and if you're able to charge per scan, that's going to be a very big business moving forward. And yeah, if I had the money in the moving forward, I'd definitely invest in my own company. Yeah.
That's what we like to hear. Okay, Dr. Ghanshyam, Scientific Director, Feedback PLC, thank you very much for coming on to the show.
Pleasure.
And good luck with your business.
Thank you.
Okay, let's take a very quick break. Let's see if we can fix the mics, and we will then be back with Mr. Tim Harrison, Head of Wealth Management at Linear Investments. We'll be straight back. Thank you.